The ongoing proceedings are serious.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
I really do thank the staff of Georgia Tech, the chairman and vice chairman, the members of WREK. And Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. And possibly Susan. Yes.
She speaks English a lot better than I do.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have put her on. I picked the best person I could find. People know we're close. As I said the other day, the media really ticks me off. The way they try to embarrass me by not editing what I say. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it. Susan, I'm absolutely delighted. I'm all happy and wiggling. Well, let's get things going or I'll never get to bed.
I say, Bob, how about getting this TV front house on TV screens?
What do you think of that?
Nice job of editing, but it's a pity I'll only be able to use it this one time.
Yeah?
For the inauguration edition of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
Oh.
Yeah, they're finally booting that jerk out, and that Irish guy's gonna take his place.
And I think it's terrific.
Oh, yeah, no more George.
Prologue.
Now it's morning.
In Washington, D.C.,
good morning, George. What'll it be for breakfast, waffles or pancakes?
I want pancakes!
Just on account of slimy politics here, we have all this unemployment.
You're crazy. That ain't possible.
No goodness whatever adorning his memory, arrogant in his vice, was that one.
Oh. The head of the state had an elastic mouth that made him look like a harassed cannibal.
Gosh, okay.
Holding enormous official powers, he schemed ceaselessly to expand them because it was expected of him by those who had pushed him into office. He had the cunning of the unintelligent and the frantic energy of the lazy. The sole secret of his rise in life was the fact that he was a product of chance and knew it and aspired to nothing else.
Pancakes!
This beast blocked the short way up.
You should see the kind of human driftwood, kind of men who like the way things are now. Can you imagine that there are human beings who like it?
There's no such thing.
Well, there are, you know.
As if on cue.
Moving on to new business, what act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week? You've already done enough, Nader.
He had summoned them all to Washington as his friends and personal advisors for a private, unofficial conference on the national crisis.
I beheld the shade of him who made the great refusal, impelled by cowardice.
The frankly, mood of the world would have been astounded had the United States acted unilaterally.
How do you like the moratorium on brain?
I received a briefing on the threats to our nation. I vow to do everything in my power to keep us safe. But I never did.
Damn you!
Oops, too late.
He doesn't understand. He just doesn't understand.
He understands.
It's a monster! Kill it! Kill it!
I'm a monster! Don't look at me!
I'm crazy. Are you?
Why such schism threatens it?
Only got so long before Mr. President doesn't mean a whole lot.
Don't you see that you've run out of time?
He answered,
gosh, I don't think I ever said I'm worried about Obama. It's kind of one of those exaggerations.
Oh, you don't care, do you?
Not for decades.
We've got to get our act together. This is...
He's not ultra bright at the best of times. Sometimes I think the whole family's unhinged.
It's obvious that drastic measures have to be taken. We can't let things go on the way they're going much longer.
We'll think of something.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see. When hell freezes over.
Fact is, this year, the rate of business failures had doubled.
Just trying to spread around the joy.
But you cannot fail to realize our disastrous deficit, and that we expect you to pay.
I don't know why people do that.
I don't know. That is your job, not ours.
You could save us now. You could find a way to make things work, if you wanted to.
Boy, they really miscalculated. As your president, I'm watching too much daytime TV to save others' lives.
Tough guy.
Yeah, guy.
Are you counting on my not saying that the responsibility is yours? That it was your goddamn policies that brought us where we are?
You cannot solve a problem unless you diagnose the problem.
I got the conch, said the idiot George Bleakley.
He's gone mad with power, like that Albert Schweitzer guy.
Get off that righteous horse of yours and come to your senses.
You can't expect us to ditch the machinery of state. We've got to preserve the system.
Yeah, of course I did.
You're the fate.
So what? George said. His shoulders bunched.
I got the conch, ain't I, Roger?
Roger said hell under his breath.
Yes, and I've somehow acquired a nasty old racist sidekick.
Happy?
George began to mutter vaguely. I'm going to him with this conch in my hands. I'm going to hold it out. Look, I'm going to say, I don't ask you to be a sport, I'll say. Not because you're strong, but because what's right's right, I'm going to say. You've got to. George ended, flushed and trembling.
This man is obviously a psychotic.
Well, I'd like to hold off judgment on a thing like that, sir, until all the facts are in.
But there can be little debate about the results.
Oh, my God.
Insanity in the halls of Congress.
Oh, my God. Ah, my eyes.
Stoned women in the streets.
Pictures of older men forcing naked young girls to have anal sex.
I wish I could.
That can be arranged.
That's a fact.
Viewing this makes my stomach turn.
Oh, yeah, right.
Think about that. Great. Prostitution is on the march.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is this?
I just don't know. It requires a expenditure of money that is commensurate with keeping a promise to our prostitutes to make sure that they're well-paid, well-trained, well-equipped.
We had a 19-year-old woman this weekend, valued in the trillions.
Now there's a guy who knows how to get his point across.
Ouch, said the hooker.
W, I'm Mr. W. If my name begins to trouble you, here's a way to help your thinking. Won't you watch me when I'm winking? Wonderful wink with my right eye, that's once. Wonderful wink with my left eye, that's twice. Two winks are nice, they're the double of one. Oh, I'm winking double, that's how W is done.
Blink twice for yes.
Let's hear from the Stone Gutter World Council before we act too rashly.
It's a crapshoot.
Oh, yeah. Get a mouthful,
isn't it?
Now, Bob Dole will read from the Necronomicon.
Rise, please.
Ezak, Azuri, Galanath, Maledictu, Nosferamus, and Brinkaby.
And the prayer had been answered by Satan.
And suddenly things turned ugly.
This little shit caused the whole thing.
He turned incredulously to look at his mother.
Little Miss Psycho Bitch.
You haven't switched from liquor to dope by any chance, have you?
George grinned back, wiping his chin. Jinkum. He giggled and rubbed the stuff over his cheeks.
It's pathetic.
Texas mudslide.
What the hell do you mean?
How are we to cope if you leave us? We'll be swept like driftwood in that terror that's running loose in the world.
Your father...
We'll call him.
Your father was a good-for-nothing tramp. Father was a gypsy.
I've never said that.
You can't quit! His mother screamed in blind panic. You can't turn deserter, because now they take it out on your family. The look of terror in her eyes was real. In a moment, her voice came back, low and droning.
If you give up and vanish like all those men who...
Oh, let's have daylight!
There isn't a dirty cover-up in this entire business that I don't know about, yes. And your hand is in every one of them, you reek of it!
A wicked old lady, well into her 80s with wavy white hair and the piercing hawk eyes. The smile would have cracked her facial muscles.
You think your life's a mystery?
Yes, they're into group sex, orgies and all that. Baby sacrifice.
Go away, Ivan. It's none of your business.
Yes, something sinister is coming. Soon.
Ivan might have done as he was told, but on his heels came a much tougher proposition. The door of the office was suddenly flung open, and Neil catapulted himself inside.
Oh, what?
Neil's eyes were wide.
Pardon, Junior Ranger?
Listen back to the devil.
Neil told George excitedly.
For Enix's life, with the truth, and vermouth.
This is gin.
Oh, sure. Two measures of gin and a splash of vermouth, and you've got yourself a liar's martini.
Amusing.
I swear to God. I don't know how it happened. It's all a big mistake.
He knows that,
You gotta believe me.
Yeah, the other guy.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Know what Neil's like.
He sees things.
I hear the voices.
George said sharply.
Oh, yeah, right. Whatever you say, pal. Wacko.
The question is, you're either with us or against us.
What? No.
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 No. Yes. I mean no. No.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Particularly not him.
Tell me about it.
You're right on
that. Yeah.
And Neil went on screen.
Like I said. Shut up.
Do you mean George's young brother worked it out? Father was Lord of the Flies?
We don't talk about sources and methods.
The Bush crime family all know things about each other that they use as threats. They blackmail each other to make them do or not do what they want. The antagonism between the Bush crime family was mutual, powerful, and lasting.
No, wait!
Jib
cried, leaping to his feet.
Brother, he said peremptorily, I need your dead horse.
Do I?
The two Bush boys faced each other. George sighed, sensing the rising antagonism. Jib, Roberts, and Bush snarled at him.
I want to be president. I want it.
They were both red in the face and found looking at each other difficult.
Why shouldn't I be given the fulfillment of my desires as you always fulfill any desire of your own?
Because
there is a belief that you'll never be found out. And if you should be, you believe the family will use its money and muscle to save you, as it has always done in the past.
Jib glared at George.
Don't I have the right to demand any form of happiness I choose?
Gosh, okay.
Jib's voice lifted into the whine of virtuous recrimination.
I'm your brother, therefore I'm your responsibility. Isn't that a debt which you owe me?
Do I?
There it was, he thought, looking at his family. The nature of their pleas for mercy. They wanted to hold him, to keep him in the sacrificial furnace, to make him... Let them devour the last of him in the name of mercy, forgiveness, and brother cannibal love.
And what's wrong with that? It was for the ultimate good of the family.
Through clenched teeth, George said, like hell.
He punched out two of her front teeth.
Faced with too many awful implications, George ducked away from them.
And here he is sitting at the table in the Oval Office, and big tears started coming down his cheeks and splashing on the table.
Said George Bush wetly.
It was late. His staff had gone. But he dreaded the emptiness of the evening ahead. He felt as if the enemy who had wiped him out were waiting for him in the darkness beyond the glow of Washington. He stopped.
Hey, what the hell?
Click. The man who sat on the edge of a desk in a pose of casual, patient waiting.
For a moment, George did not see him, but on raising his eyes, he stiffened.
Yeah.
Crown Prince Obama,
George said.
And a scowl came on his face.
What are you doing here?
I thought that you would want to see me tonight.
George watched him suspiciously.
Calling you down, man. I mean, there you are.
This is my room. You got no right to come in my room.
This is a total violation.
You got no rights coming in a colored man's room.
He shrugged unhappily.
I have nothing to say to you.
Well, I have nothing to say to you. It doesn't mean we can't talk.
George worked his jaw like a steam shovel.
Authority sat on his shoulder like an ape.
Just you and me.
As president, I have a duty to lead.
You know I am the president of the United States.
Yep. George looked at the rock open mouth.
George, it's over.
What?
Yeah, it's done.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, took you this long to tell me?
Jordan, it's been over for a while.
Oh, man, I just got your messages, and really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, so I'm way late. Oh, I'm sorry.
George said, shrugging.
You're trying to get me in trouble with my father.
Your father was a horse's ass.
Yep, and you know what? I respect that a lot.
George's face contorted with thought.
That boy's smart. Maybe I should put him on the Supreme Court.
Maybe you can see now. Suppose you had to sit out here and read books because you was black.
Yeah, that's right. I got a gal who reads things for me.
Reading wouldn't save that neck.
Look. Please.
George smiled helplessly in an attempt to make friends. His voice grew soft and persuasive.
I've told the Crown Prince Obama how much I appreciate his vision for a peaceful and integrated America.
Not too dark and a little sweet.
Say what?
You racist bastard.
George was on guard immediately.
Somebody I heard.
George scowled meaningfully.
A couple of people said Bush didn't respond because of race, because he's a racist or alleged that. That is absolutely wrong, and I reject that.
Yeah.
Frankly, that's the kind of thing that you can call me anything you want. But do not call me a racist.
President Marcus Garvey.
Mr. President.
George sneered in an attempt at bravery.
Each of us is guided by our own convictions, and to these we must stay faithful.
He repeated his words rhythmically as though he had said them many times before.
You know, there's a lot of people in the world who don't believe that, that people whose skin color may not be the same as ours think themselves done. I reject that.
Bush flushed, looking sideways.
I reject that strongly.
His voice faded away. Then he rallied and manfully tried again.
I received calmness in the storms of the presidency.
But thousands of lives have been lost to the wrath of Hurricane Katrina.
I don't play death trap.
And the amazing thing about Katrina is that there has been a fantastic response.
What's that?
Minority ownership of businesses are up because we created an environment for the entrepreneurial spirit to be strong.
Say what?
This is a tribute to Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, you exterminator.
Crown Prince and I established a strong personal bond.
President horse's ass.
There's no need to continue this obstinance. It's not in your interest to do so.
Want me to tell you what'll happen?
Gosh, okay.
They'll take you to the booby hut. They'll tie you up with a collar like a dog.
I got the conch, said George indignantly, scowling in the gloom. You shut up. George's pathetic faith in the conch, that the conch really has become magical, a sort of democratic process, and he thinks that it will stand up against force. I've got the conch.
Yeah.
The Rock stood up and held out his hands.
I think anything I would say would just be redundant.
I haven't finished yet.
Read the patent number, bitch.
Suddenly,
The Rock struck with all his might.
It's quitting time!
The conch exploded into a thousand white fragments.
Oh, no.
And ceased to exist.
My dad's gonna kill me.
There isn't a tribe for you anymore, said The Rock contemptuously. The conch is gone.
Suddenly, George's eyes centered and grew quiet and mad. Gradually, his sorrow and his anger grew into words.
Mr. President.
He sniveled and his voice shook.
I never wanted the presidency taken away.
Give that back!
George shouted over and over.
Give it back!
We don't need your ideas, we don't need your advice, and we don't need lames in a hallway. Take a war.
I am filled with disbelief.
Now you just get out.
Terrible sadness.
Get out quick.
And a quiet,
ow!
Unyielding anger.
I should have knew, George said hopelessly. I guess maybe way back in my head I did.
Oh, I'm nuts.
Carl, I'm in a very tough spot here.
I know, but there's nothing to worry about.
Just hang tight. They came to my office, Carl. No, look. I know we have a deal, but if I knew this was going to be happening, I wouldn't have signed on.
Just be calm and know that you have the full power of the White House behind you.
Okay? I'll be in touch.
What's the best way out of here?
I really didn't have an exit strategy.
Who is it?
I'm a traitor. I won't get out.
This party is over.
Let's get out of here. I'm not shaking that guy's hand.
Come on, let's get out of here.
George, you're behaving like a child. I haven't opened your mouth for 2 weeks.
Is that it?
Is that how it ends?
You're losing your touch, George.
I'm ineffective, and I understand that.
You know what you need to lift your rating from 1.2 to 1.7?
I don't know. I just don't know.
You need now, hold on to your hat, my friend. You need a whole new personality. For instance, do you have a pet?
I'm going to pretend I like little Barney curled up at my feet.
Beast?
Oh, public love dogs. One pitch with a hound is worth 10,000 words.
Answer, bring them on.
Dogs.
The trainer motioned sarcastically toward the dachshunds and said,
that mutt didn't do Roosevelt any harm, did it? Dick Nixon either.
George died.
The wiener dogs?
He sneered.
Fertilizer hounds, he said. When I get done with them, yeah. That's the only goddamn thing they'll be good for. He eyed the dachshunds in a dark, poisonous way.
I'm thrilled and honored. The dog seems to be thrilled and honored, too. Roll over.
The barking dog grows suddenly still the moment he begins.
We just kind of roll over.
Bush spoke of the bitches in vain.
The dachshunds were up, wagging their butts and licking at George's ankles.
We're just going to roll over.
The hell dogs yawn, monstrous and cruel.
Right. Roll over.
I shall have to turn you into a dog for a while.
Gosh, okay. It's an old trick.
You know, you're starting to sound like a goddamn poodle.
Yo, Deputy Doc, front and center.
Here, George.
Let's roll.
The dog simultaneously rolled over and began squirming like worms on a griddle.
Then, dog-like, uncomfortably on all fours, yet unheeding his discomfort, he stole forward 5 yards and stopped.
Perhaps because his breath began to fail him, Bush stopped and hunched against a dog, as if to make himself its bitch.
It went on quite a while, because if it feels good, do it.
And then, behind them, eager as greyhounds off the leash, black bitches.
Hey, what the hell?
Tore his limbs apart.
Mission accomplished.
Bush screamed.
Swinging again and again until the f***er quit rolling and just lay there making a faint hiss.
My master stood and thrust him back off, saying, back to safekeeping among the other dogs.
The president barked a laugh and shared a rawhide chew toy to pass the long night. A neighbor rescued the president to take him to a vet.
Come on. Come on.
But as soon as he did... Look what you've done! You'd better help me clean up, George, he said. George picked the papers up off the floor.
And then they took the wretched Bush away.
It's one of those days where I fear my mind. I can't blame the places that has taken me. And Chris says that the tumor has replaced.
Now that is awesome!
He believed in serendipity because it suited his style of minimal exertion.
I can't thank you enough. I was really starting to doubt myself. But knowing you feel this way has turned me right around.
Then he smuggled the two wiener dogs in a laundry bag up to his room.
What did he mean by that?
I don't know.
The Treasury says the national debt is climbing to the sky.
And government expenditures have never been so high.
It makes a feller get a gleam of pride within his eye to see how our economy expands. The country's in the very best of hands.
The country is in a terrible state. We don't know what to do about it.
He was burdened by another primal concern. I'm going to lose my job.
George saw his opportunity.
I'm not a lame duck, I'm a sprinting duck.
Don't worry about that. My boys are there. They'll take care of it.
Where was I? Oh, yes, yes.
As if on cue.
A glossing expose of strange activities that took place behind closed doors.
Far below the Earth's surface.
A world of furtive meetings. And Shane.
Here, here.
Yes.
We have a winner.
Right on.
Ooh-wee. The country's in the very best of hands. They sit around in this place they got. This big congressional parking lot. Just sits around in there, you know what?
I think it's terrific.
They sat in a stately boardroom which was inadequately heated. A man from Washington sat among them. Nobody knew his exact job or title, but they knew that he was the man from Washington. They preferred not to find out.
He? Who he?
Oh, don't look at me. It seems to me, said the chairman, that the top problem for us to consider is John Galt. I mean the ruler of the board.
Say, you're as old as no idea.
Whatever, man.
Their leader was a civilian with the manner of an intellectual of the public relations species.
There's a man who is doing something. That is a revolution, man, don't you understand?
Today we have broken our long law against your race. May it be a sign that though the world is now dark, better days are at hand.
What is that supposed to mean?
And that friendship shall be renewed between our peoples.
He watched the men around him with a look of so great an indignation that he seemed paralyzed.
Sir, I don't blame you, so am I. It's a beautiful America. America ought to only happen right here in the good old USA.
All right, I'll pick you up tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I'll take you to the zoo, then we'll go to the ball game.
Now you've got yourself a meal ticket, and you hate to let go.
It's a meal ticket for me, I admit it, but it's also a windfall for somebody who's trying to crash national politics.
Something white fell out, and I picked it up.
What's this?
And it was addressed to the leader.
What? It was a letter, and it read,
I love Mexicans. Some say they're essential to our economy. Others say they're a drain on our resources. All I know is burritos are delicious.
Scrawled in pencil by some illiterate hand.
In pencil on tablet paper?
No, I don't think so.
It's exactly what it looks like.
Troll chisel with lipstick on.
Oh, how awful.
Just look at my jacket.
Now tell him what that screwball might do.
Hey, man, it's going in the newspaper to push us drugs.
Oh, yeah?
Chin's under the influence of drugs.
Shooting up in the big town.
Drop him or somebody. Everybody getting caught in the fallout. Getting their ass blowed up.
Take my advice and get him out of town before this thing explodes in our face.
You do, you're just as much of a dumb fuck as he is. Excuse me.
We don't want to quarrel over past mistakes, said the chairman in a tone of pleading reproach.
The truth is an embarrassing and personally painful thing.
And if people will vote for an alcoholic hillbilly leader, they'll vote for anybody.
You can say that to kid.
I never chase foul balls.
You can't know any less about it than that alcoholic hillbilly who's in Washington now.
You lucky I'm pushing this death trap. I don't play.
But get things going. Make people work again. Make them produce.
Give us the name of your product. What is supposed to do then take a war?
Lead us to a peaceful, scientific, industrial age and to prosperity. We'll do whatever you say, implicitly.
With your head and your soul.
You'll be the economic dictator of the nation.
Yeah.
I suppose this is connected to the nominee. The nominee's connected to the treasury. But he ain't connected to the treasury. He sits around in his thigh bones.
Brothers in the black room. Brothers in the black room.
I deal with housing in the community. Bad plumbing, bad heating, and bad rats.
The only way to set this thing straight is with self-determination, self-respect, and self-defense.
We don't go for Jesus no more. We must adjust ourselves to the level of our audience, which is pretty low.
Violence is a cleansing force.
Nonviolence has proven to be non-functional. So it's guns, baby. The end result will be our own political, social, economic future. Bazookas, tanks, flamethrowers.
Guns, baby.
A gun is not gonna get your job.
Who the hell wants a job?
Here, here.
You know what, Math? I bet you he's somewhere getting blazed up with Red Man.
Where you been?
Mecca.
Mad Obama himself.
The man says he's the president of the United States.
Lay some bread on him. Lay some bread on him. Lay some bread on him.
We could create a subliminal tremor throughout the land by using the advertising that comes out of your toilet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was your idea.
Not bad. Not bad.
You're gonna make a great chairman.
Brother, you were voted in here on a jive Hummer. Now how are things gonna happen, man? When are things gonna start to change? Where's the revolution you are talking about, man?
Hey, what do you think of the Panthers?
They look good against the Bulldogs, but they need more depth at quarterback.
Hey, man, I've seen that nonsense you're trying to show us here. You're trying to dupe everybody in this joint.
Now, how you like that?
Yeah, what's that for?
Look at you, the high water pants, your two-button suit. Now, what kind of suit is that? You're supposed to be a soul brother. Look at his brother's hair. And I know you a jive cat. Ain't nobody around who helped you in anything. Everybody either been shut up, cut up. There ain't one of them around. Are you going to tell me that's a lie?
Bitch, I'll f*** your ass up.
I used to be an exterminator.
Your lawyer wants to be the prosecuting attorney.
Bail him out and get him in here.
Mr. President, I'd like the neighbors to know we go out together once in a while.
I love you. Did you take your pill?
It's okay. Just don't send me the laundry bill.
What do you got to say for yourself, sonny?
I feel like an Oreo cookie. You look like a pile of shit.
The best I can do is 350.
1,000.
1,200 is the best I can do.
Hey, man, if you want reality, I'm gonna put you back on the street.
1,200 is the best I can do.
I think anything I would say would just be redundant.
Make it 6. The best I can do.
Don't push me, pal. It's perfect for you.
If it's me, the best's 9,000.
9,000?
The best I can do.
Forget it.
Make it 6. 6,000.
Yeah. Yeah. At least he's not superstitious.
Thank you.
I think we got a winner.
We better.
It's going to be a pleasure working with you.
You said we were going to do things with integrity and style.
And that's why you get less money. Because you don't think.
I never thought of it that way.
What we're doing is worse than anything our predecessors ever done.
But now we have a moment of joviality. We relax. We sit down. We partake of a bit of grass. I've got some good shit.
I have a feeling that there's a lot of untapped talent around here.
It's funny because it's well observed.
That's what I always say. Listen
to yourselves. Do a cheerful trance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance. A coupling giggle from fiendish glee, a shout rang out from the big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while the steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped the broomsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans when the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
It was a dark road, but it led in a new direction.
I tell you, the day Rome falls, there will be a shout of freedom such as the world has never heard before.
Oh, there's already a guy in here.
Far be it from me to gloat in another downfall. I have a feeling no children are going to be crying when this puppy is put to sleep.
The country is in a terrible state. We don't know what to do about it.
That's not what I'm interested in.
At a gaudy White House reception, the president proclaimed...
Hey, look at me! I'm a TV antenna! Am I getting good reception?
Mr. President, you're a recovering alcoholic!
wild turkey flows.
We've been there. I'm sensible.
And he knows that, and I know that.
It is no accident that we haven't been hit by intelligence in more than 4 years.
I think he recognizes that I can't party alone.
You're lucky if your vices get any attention at all.
Like my Secretary of State.
And it's important to make this point at the outset.
When he's abroad,
one of the most prehensile ass people in the city.
Don't pay no attention to that, Alky. He can't even hold a gun, much less shoot it.
And of course, we all know that for 2 years in Austin, Texas, Dick Cheney played Magenta.
That's a meal roll. What's up with that?
He acts like it never happened now. What? I think it's disgusting.
It's awful.
Cheney.
The Great White Hunter.
You see, people don't see the fun side of Dick. In fact, I didn't know a thing about that hunting episode down in Texas till I saw him on America's Most Wanted. But Dick's a good man. He has a good heart.
My God, this man is dying. Someone get a doctor.
Well, he's a good man. I'm sorry Vice President Cheney couldn't be here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Don't shoot.
Ali Ma.
What the?
Cover your heart.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Cheney, what a goofball.
Hey.
Justice Scalia.
Yeah.
Justice Alito.
Well absorbed.
Hey, boys. Bet it feels good to be out from under those robes.
And everybody laughed.
It's funny because it's true.
Yes! Victory swig!
I met him in a boxcar a couple of years ago. I was fooling around with my harmonica, and once he comes over and joins in, I haven't been able to shake him since.
Boy, this is the first time I've relaxed since I took office, and it feels good!
I love America, because it's full of Americans.
Well, you did say you hated Crooklyn.
We're an America that should come together, Republican and Democrat, and Alex Trebek at Jeopardy.
He looked wretched.
George suddenly realized something was missing.
Could be home asleep.
Let me tell you, I saw his eyes.
He was stoned.
Mission accomplished.
If you weren't drunk, I'd...
The president's office has...
Oh, my God!
Woohoo! Can't catch this, doggy!
Mr. President, stop!
Toga, toga,
Mr.
Toga,
President,
toga,
what are you doing? Toga, sir, toga, you've got to put on your clothes.
You can't make me. I don't want to wear a suit.
Good Lord.
I want to be naked.
He's more liquor than man.
Man drink like that, he don't eat. He just going to die.
I hope it's true.
Horse's ass.
Look at me! I'm running unopposed!
Actually, first class.
Mr. President!
It would be prudent to go.
You're hallucinating, George.
Damn. Trap door.
No elected office holder had made such an abrupt or eccentric exit from public life.
I've seen enough.
As honorary chairman of the welcoming committee, it is my privilege to extend to you a laurel and hearty handshake.
Yeah, I love you, too.
See, in another 25 years, you'll be able to shake their hands in broad daylight.
I just want a life bulb.
Joe, die, I'd like to go crucify you, baby.
You, did you take your pill?
Man's been elected and you voted for him.
We all voted for him. Because we thought no one else would vote for him.
You're the one that was paid the 30 pieces of silver. Have you forgotten that?
And I will defend that mistake with my life.
Forget it.
Where's the president?
He wanted to keep partying, so he snuck out the back.
Great.
If you want to better yourself, you need to spend more time with someone who can read or at least get through a single sentence without spitting.
Is there anything important we needed to remember or do?
Oh, Ivan, in a flash of generosity, had returned with a second vanload of free plants.
My goodness, Ivan, I'm stunned.
Super Jenkum Haze. That's why I'm the way you see me now.
Young bushy pot plants, which he spread out, making the decorative scene.
All right. Now, supposing a certain unmentionable worm, whose initials are GB, was trying to use that to shove his way into the White House. So GB could put the screws on, so he could turn out the lights in those lighters.
Not anymore.
No one would be stupid enough to believe that.
I vote Democrat. It will not happen again.
And we'll be here to save whatever's left.
So there's going to be a new order of things, huh? Everybody's going to cut himself a nice fat slice of the John Doe's, eh?
I don't remember.
That's what you think.
Cut him some slack.
They overbooked the lobotomy lab. And we had to wait an hour and a half to get our lobotomies.
It's all dripping out of your ears now.
We're ready to meet his terms. We're ready to turn the whole economy over to him. We're willing to surrender altogether. If he'd only tell us when, how, where.
The place, the grounds of the Capitol, Washington, D.C.
The Potomac in the sunset is a river turned to flame. And the blue of cherry blossoms is like nothing you can name.
That's what we like to be in Washington, D.C.
Come back.
Oh, it's cold out here, Mother. Congress decided to hold all inaugurations outdoors.
Whoo! Nice one.
Hey, now, how you doing? Your new president going to give you a new pair of shoes? Huh?
He's working on it. Hey, buddy, listen.
You know, a fine-looking kind of man, I thought. Yeah. Real regular features, real regular clothes.
Yeah, he's very illusion.
Well, we've got to be flexible. Then this country will once more become a sanctuary for a vanishing species. The rational being.
What are you talking about, man?
Wacko!
I've stood things this long. I can stand them just a little longer.
It won't be long.
As if on cue.
The sheriff is on there!
What do you think? The sheriff is near!
No, got to run and run! The sheriff is on there!
What's it to you? A guy needs somebody. Near.
It's a great day for a celebration and a great day for United Soul. We're going to wait just a minute for Mr. Rich because he said he'd be here.
Today marks a miracle of sorts here at United Soul. Once bankrupt and about to disappear forever, is now celebrating a new lease on life.
Can we see the president, Grandpa? Can we, Mom?
You can watch him from here.
But I want to get up close.
No dice.
F*** you. And f*** the establishment. And f*** you people who are trying to make me part of the unestablished establishment.
Well absorbed.
Oh, I can see them going up to the grandstand now.
Oh, it's a very impressive sight.
They go.
This way, Mr. President.
Get off my lap.
Who did that?
Well, he wasn't too friendly now, was he?
Mom, the president's unsquishing me.
Isn't this fun?
Jesus, hell.
President George must be pretty angry.
I ain't mad at you. I'm mad at this here bastard.
I love you.
Who is that with him?
That fine, intelligent fellow.
That bastard.
A new king?
No more kings are going to push us around, son. We're American.
Yeah, right.
I hope nothing unsavory happens during my visit. As you know, I am the President of the United States.
Which president?
All right, let's do this. Let's kick some ass.
Away from me, loser.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
How do you say useless in Texan?
President?
Adolf.
Pushed.
All right, maintain. I gotta pretend I like being here.
Got a hangover?
I just want a picture of that drugstore where I found you. What do you got to say for yourself, Sonny?
Howdy.
There goes the man's face, see? See that guy's reaction when Bush shakes his hand? Surprise, then disappointment.
Their embrace was a battle, the climax of victory. It was a political act.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Say what?
Why are they sitting together?
In this country, once the election is over, everyone accepts the people's choice.
Sure.
Guess I should let him know he'll be taking the reins.
The Rock looked malevolently at the idiot George.
Give up and get out of the way and let those of us who can start from scratch out of the ruins.
His voice was mocking, harsh, and tense.
Play it any way you please.
Dumbly, dumb, George shook his head. His lips were tightly compressed.
I hate that kind of bastard. I've seen plenty of them. He always wins. I hate that kind of guy.
Who is
the president right now about all this? It sounds like
he's angry.
I think it's fair to say that the president is a war to fight. He's going to continue to fight it in a way that brings people together.
Hold hands. Come on, it's not gay. There's guns in the room.
Because that's what the American people expect from their leaders in Washington.
No, sir. No, sirree. Mom. No.
You're going to have him say anything. Why don't you let him say something simple and real, something with hope in it?
Yeah.
Let's hit them with some rhetorical eloquence.
Mother, they're beginning. Oh, let's listen.
My fellow Americans, in the words of Sigmund Freud, I have a dream. My friends, our purple mountains with ramparts red glare, white with foam and justice for all fruity plains gallantly streaming, from sea to shining sea with a shining city on a shining hill above a shining prairie, and maybe some shiny trees and a few shrubs, I see a shiny America.
At the moment of greatest passion and conviction, that curtain flapped in his head, and he forgot what he'd been driving at.
He saw a look of bewilderment on all the faces around him.
So today I announce my resignation as president.
Spread his hands out in a gesture of pained helplessness.
Just give me 24 hours to come up with a brilliant idea to save our town.
How do we know that?
Just 24 hours.
Come on, come on. Take it back, 70 stacks.
And that thing.
Oh, y'all old school studio 54.
I do anything,
that's my word.
OK.
peeing on this one, fleeing, all I've seen, dominant supreme being, face the mental, deep concentration, break the point on the pencil, keep my cliches out your dental, capiche? That I've been through is cause for parental discretion, no question, my West Side connection, LA confidential, world don't stop unless it's mental, Staten residential, you with it? Maintain forever in a day till I'm old and decayed, I'm committed, look ma, we did it, top of the world, tell it to my firstborn and my baby girl, did it my way, take the low road or the highway, out the sunroof yelling, thank God it's Friday, show a nigga love, if he got my sound, pull a plug, he's not underground, call him mud, when I flood the airwaves, household and stairways, waiting for these paydays, think not of the ends, if I got 20, my brother get 10, now let the madness begin. Nothing in the world that thou won't do, I'll give my world to you, if you want me to, I'll do anything, 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 anything. There's nothing in the world that thou won't do, I'll give my world to you, if you want me to, I'll do anything. Yo, 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 we got love for those with love for us. Baby, you can look, but don't touch. I'm fried off the dust. And plus, the only thing I trust is a fun. Ain't no fun. Just paranoid niggas toting guns and apparel. Keep us camouflaged in the shadows. That's where I bring this tale that you never get the tattle. Obliterate the tri-state and the crime rate. Tell them swine niggas fly straight. You can call it bait. And if it ain't mine, call it fake. Bottom line in the case. Spoon feed the track just a taste of the side dish. Soup of the day. I come right like in Boucher. For them dead presidents, what you say? And he's saying, she's saying, they say, vacate the premises, caught up in the melee, sentence this song, for 25 years, hard labor in the system, where it takes the form of my wisdom, respect mine, take my time and protect nine, next on the front line, Mr. Meth, no more, no less, what you see is what your ass get, set it off, I suggest, there's nothing in the world that I won't do, I'll give my world to you if you want me to, I'll do anything, 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 anything. There's nothing in the world that I won't do. I give my world to you if you want me to. I'll do anything, anything, anything. Not a problem that I can't fix, 'cause I can do it in the mix. Not a problem that I can't fix, 'cause I can do it in the mix.
This is the beginning of a better world for all of us.
Oh, that's out of the question.
What are you talking about, man?
You heard his speech.
Yeah!
Sorry, kid. No.
Come off it.
Why?
Personally, I'd agree with you, but...
We can't give people the impression that we're endorsing that speech.
I'm a freedom-loving man, but people aren't ready for freedom. We can't adopt an idealistic theory, which the country isn't ready for.
There's no emoticon for what I'm feeling.
It's the most vicious speech ever made. It will make people demand to be happy. It's only a speech. It was much too intellectual for the common man. People are too dumb to understand it.
Ooh, good point.
The leader burst out laughing.
I'm not going to help you pretend that there's still a way to make it work and to save your neck. There isn't. Give up. All of you. You and your Washington friends and your looting planners and the whole of your cannibal philosophy.
You forgot one detail, Mr. Big Shot. You forgot the prize stooge of the world.
This is a matter of intelligence and...
Oh, can't you see this man isn't a hero?
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't agree more.
Do I?
You're a fake and I can prove it.
Meaning? Asked the president.
Please to repeat again, and I will translate in for the El Presidente.
Asked if he intends to take legal action, the president replied, I ain't fungified, Heidi Who, about no liquefaction, no ways. Then scratched his rear, hitched up his pants, and scratched his rear again.
And he said more that I don't remember now.
Given what we've been saying about him, warm, tender, caring, kind to people,
there's a wonderful story of sharing with the president that one of his policies had actually handicapped a baby.
We have new ideas about how people should live.
George Bush doesn't care about people.
He'll know.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I will not even honor that with a response. Screw him.
This is an outrage.
Man, what's wrong with your face?
He slowly began to come apart.
We don't talk about the dark races. Like, it's an enemy that we would like to torture. That has been our policy.
You racist bastard!
I've never said that.
just even me.
Through clenched teeth, George said,
"The American people expect us to torture people." What I really meant to say,
men are only too willing to hate and love and kill if they believe it is not a sin, or that they will be held guiltless in the eyes of their God.
Prayer in religion sustained me. I never want to impose my religion on anybody else, but the Middle East.
After those holy words, fetid marsh fumes doesn't hide it.
I want you to know something. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
There was a pause.
The president resolved all doubts about his choice for a replacement.
I want you to know something. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
There was a pause. Then his voice came slowly, changed, grave.
But when I say I'm going to
turn our duties over to others, I totally reject that thought.
Dog, we don't need lame bull.
The Rock snarled at him. George cried out,
"Expect an epic battle between the old regime to put an end to your dreams. And what is coming is even worse."
The leader burst out laughing.
"It's too much Megiddo.
And that's reality.
If you want reality, I'm going to put you back on the street."
This was too bitter for George, who forgot his timidity and he began to cry out shrilly,
"Then maybe you ought to just go on home."
George squatted back on his heels and showed his teeth at The Rock and began screaming wildly,
"I'm going to kill you!"
His desire for revenge knew no limits. Pain mingled with his pleasures, creating a bloodlust insanity.
"Are you crazy? The first time to be like that. No one anywhere.
Has the president taken leave of his faculty?
This is a nightmare scenario. I have carefully weighed the options. It is our duty to slaughter the innocent. Chaos is the greatest ally in this struggle. I have carefully weighed the lessons of September the 11th. And you know what?
We will demolish the dictator.
Osama bin Laden."
The bolting look came into his blue eyes. "In the United States,
I'm here, the voices, and I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is to remain as a decider."
He grinned suddenly.
"And I saw a wonderful opportunity to do that."
He stopped and looked up.
"You see this spirit often if you know where to look.
That can be achieved in a variety of ways."
We are supporting the White House and what they're doing.
I am determined and brutal."
George held out his hand and twisted the fingers into a fist.
"Unconstrained by conscience."
Behind the president's creepy, lopsided frown was the incendiary fervor of a terrorist.
"The animal instinct, the simple, undifferentiated desire.
The ethics of an intestinal bacterium."
"It means that we have to move quickly."
George's tone grew decisive.
"And in a way that is effective and sometimes lethal.
Whatever works, I am for."
He stopped and looked up.
He scanned for nothing in particular, just a sign.
With a deadly effort, like wrenching a piece out of his own brain,
he saw the page of a gigantic calendar suspended in the sky. The rectangle said September 11th.
George scowled meaningfully. Huge structures collapsing.
"I would not in favor. Right on."
That was the force that would tear the party to pieces. "Plenty.
Instead of letting that just stand there,
we're not going to allow it.
Grab a hold of that thing and do something.
Let's give this a try.
We're there to help."
"I have a dream."
"No way!
It's like this here.
Come on! Are you out of your mind?
We can all come together. It's here's a visual. See here, looky here. See there?
President, right here, look up there.
See, there's the church. And there's the steeple."
"Ladies and gentlemen, let us have a moment of silent prayer for the homeless and hungry."
"My God, what is that?
Oh, my God!
God, you weren't kidding."
"Let us lay out a carpet of red. Let us silence this bleeding of the sheep. Smite them. Deliver them unto my hand."
"Oh, no."
"I mean, that is big. That is not nothing, what we're doing."
"The ground under the foundation is shifting, but I can't figure out why."
"Here it comes."
"God bless me," he said with a dark chuckle. George was loopy on Midol's Johnny Walker and pure criminal adrenaline.
There was a gnashing of teeth, a the smashing of windows.
You see, the Democrats blocked that one.
See, there it goes again.
Oh, I hope George had nothing to do with this.
Mission accomplished. The greatest.
Whatever you do, don't apologize. Make them feel guilty.
How about getting this debris removed?
That scene says a lot about America. The nation gasped.
You did what?
A terrible thing's happened.
Oh, my God!
Another Brit left standing.
Call the priest!
In the uproar that followed, this was one of the loudest voices.
I'm feeling chipper tonight. I survived the White House shakeup.
Oh, people were ducking and diving for cover.
You should have seen his face.
George stopped. cleared his throat and went on.
I wish I could have been there.
Now watch this drive.
Covered with dust and ashes in his mouth. He was covered with boils.
This is a national disaster.
Maybe we should call FEMA.
I am sick of your snide comments. President Bush is a good, honest man, and you're a liar.
I didn't know one monkey could knock over a building.
Raised to the ground.
No, George didn't cause that. That side of the building was unsafe.
Now, let's have no more curiosity about this bizarre cover-up.
Wrong again, liberal media.
I'm proud to be an American!
The president has made clear our enemy is not just Al-Qaeda. It's the people.
I would have done everything in my power to kill the American people.
Them bones gonna rise again, gonna exercise a friend. Rise again, gonna tax us up till our eyes again.
I want you to know something. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
He's Dr. Nadal. Get him!
Silence! Silence, you perverts!
I think one of the things that people want us to do here is to play a blame game. We got to solve problems. We're problem solvers. There'll be ample time for people to figure out what went right and what went right.
I'm confident we can work together to achieve it, Patsy.
WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM.
It is not whether the bullet hit him from ground fire while he was still in the helicopter, or after he fell to the ground and hit by ground fire, or after someone came up and shot him again.
What?
I looked him straight in the eye and I said,
speaking of suspects, where's Joe Biden
and John McCain?
We may never know that. What's important about this is that the United States of America decided to go in and get the body to safety. And the United States of America is leaning forward and not back.
One of the good things about America.
And then, and all of us understand that we will develop the truth over time.
The truth has many facets.
Oh, shut up.
Show me an American who can keep his mouth shut and I'll...
That's all I'm saying from you.
What are we to do? The man who answered would thereafter be the man in power.
George blurted out the last confession of incompetence.
I've suffered mightily. That's really important as far as I'm concerned.
Got 4 more years. I've got more to do. To continue to raise standards of insanity.
Through the power of one who, while we speak, is temporizing. He ousted, coming back with head held high.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
You're our president now.
Win-win.
It's done. We have 4 more lights left, sir. 4 more.
I love America.
With time, Lenin and Hitler will be back on its feet, and America will be a stronger place for it.
Welcome to Dick Cheney's America.
Oh, no, not again.
And again, and again, and again. Today, our nation saw evil.
But you'd do it again, wouldn't you?
The very worst of human nature.
I bet you would!
How did they do it? Again? Our country has been deeply wounded.
You little jerk.
I certainly never dreamt that I'd be the president.
You again.
But the evildoers...
You bastard!
Never really...
You bastard!
They must have not known who they were attacking.
You bastard!
In fact, the attacks have...
Take a hike, jerk.
...united our country.
Good bull, man.
Rallied a nation.
You're an abomination.
And out of evil will come good.
Hey, man, I don't screw you.
And the scribes asked, what of integration?
Send your answer to Old King, care of the Funny Farm.
And the young men cried, when shall we have peace?
Not anymore.
Hey, show some respect. My dad died in some war.
Let me say this. Gird up thy loins, for the day of judgment is soon at hand. Battle with all thy strength, lest the Democrats return again. And there was great reaction. Yea, wherefore I say unto you, my brethren, let us pray.
God bless America!
Of all the horrors in the world, said Winston with his eyes tightly shut, back in a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
They faced a black hole of unrelieved darkness.
The country's in the very best of hands.
Please, kill me.
Okay.
Ah! 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 Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh!